The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Something's happening to my patients. They were coming back to my office, and they had seen their primary care physician, and I look, and all of a sudden I see, well, you're taking a statin medication, a cholesterol-lowering drug. Why is that? Well, my primary care said my cholesterol went up to 100 points. I said, what are you eating? And so we started changing the keto, and I found we needed to make three key additions to the keto diet.
Dr. Don Colbert takes us beyond keto, next on Life Today.
But I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I were just praying with our guest, Dr. Colbert, who many of you know. If you don't know him, you're going to want to know him, and you'll be glad you met him. But as I was praying for God to bless you. And believe me, with all of our heart, we want to see you blessed, because we've discovered there's no greater personal blessing than blessing others. And there's nothing that pleases God anymore than His love and His great ability to bless, to flow freely through us so that we are blessing others. Well, you're going to be blessed. And let me tell you what I think will happen. If you grasp what we're sharing and it grasps you, because it's truth that transforms and produces life, if you're grasped by it and then carried by it, your whole world's going to change. But the beautiful thing is, the life and world of many others are going to change, because you'll begin to bless others. Dr. Colbert is here. So right where you are, you can say, thank you, Lord, for bringing Dr. Don Colbert back. He is a great medical doctor and serves in Florida and in Texas now, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he has changed the lives of so many people. Betty and I, you know, because I'm always the subject, I'm willing to admit, I need help. So every counselor that comes or advisor, well, you all figure, well, Betty prayed those people in to help James. Well, I just see God answers prayer. And so I always submit to admit that I may be the neediest person in the whole audience. Well, in the area of eating healthy, or let's say not always fighting to not be overweight and be uncomfortable, not a matter that it doesn't look pleasing or maybe it doesn't look like other people we think look like. And by the way, please do not become self-conscious about the way you look foolishly and let that damage you. The fact is that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should care about caring for it. We should want to avoid anything that damages our health, our life, and hurts our future because of the love our family, children, grandchildren, now great-grandchildren have for us. And if we shorten our life, Betty's dad has, I'm sure, probably has way over 100 grandchildren now, when you include the greats and the great-greats. But he only saw three of them because he died when he was 49 of cancer. So we want to extend your life so you continue to bless the people you love. Well, we found out, and Dr. Colbert really helped us, about a keto diet. And Betty and I went on that, as you know, a couple of years ago. And we both, you can't believe, Betty doesn't ever look like she needs to lose any weight, but she lost 25 pounds. But you're like, God, she couldn't have. How could she? She's always looked right. But she did. And I did, too. And we noticed, though, that, you know, you stick with things, but then you begin to wonder if it's, is any of it perhaps not as effective as it should be. Well, the guy that wrote the first book on keto and the importance of it and the effectiveness of it was Dr. Colbert, and it impacted us, changed our life in so many ways. But we began to detect some things that we wondered if they were exactly right. Well, unbeknown to us, Dr. Colbert is seeing it clearly from a medical point of view. Scientifically, he's looking at it. Nutritionally, he's looking at it. So he came out now with Beyond Keto, and he's going to tell you how he actually pulled another very popular and effective diet, the Mediterranean diet, in. And he's going to explain this to us. He also came on our show, and he taught the healthy gut. Now, that doesn't sound very flattering or, you know, it's not just attractive. But, you know, no guy looks beautiful with his gut. Women do not like their stomach not to be nice. Well, but what's going on inside the stomach, in the intestines? That's the real issue. So what we've got now, we've got, you talk about a healing process to give you, and Dr. Colbert is going to help us, and he's going to be with us all this week. His wife's going to join us later in the week, and it's a miracle what happened to her, and she's going to tell you about it. Well, Dr. Colbert, everybody's not cheering, but they're cheering in heaven that you're here to help the people God loves. So the keto diet really did help a lot of people. Is that correct?
Yes, it did.
Absolutely. But let me explain. Back 25 years ago, James, I wrote a book, What Would Jesus Eat? And this was a Mediterranean diet back 25 years ago. But then we found that we have so hybridized and crossbred our wheat that wheat is very inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So then what happened is I started decreasing the inflammatory foods, and I realized the keto diet is one of the healthiest programs if you do the healthy form of a keto diet. And so what I found is most people have weight problems because they're eating too many carbs, sugars, and starches. In fact, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines recommends we consume 45 to 65% of our calorie intake as carbs, carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. Well, that converts to sugar. We've just signed up for pretty much every disease, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, but especially weight gain. So that's why back in 2016, I wrote the book, The Keto Zone. Mm-hmm. And in the keto zone, I showed people what to do to get them in the state of ketosis, which is a metabolic shift that enables your body to burn fat as fuel. Now, when you burn fat as fuel, something amazing happens. When people have those big bellies, usually they have acid reflux. When they go on the keto diet, they burn that fat usually first, and so many times symptoms of acid reflux go away. Fatty liver, they start to burn the fat out of their liver. They start to lower their insulin levels, their water weight goes down, and many times blood pressure reduces. The most amazing thing I see is in blood sugar control. When you decrease those carbs down to about 20 grams a day from about 200 to 500 grams a day, the blood sugar starts to plummet. Now, if a person's on insulin, if you're type 1, do not stop your insulin.
Yeah.
But if you're a type 2 or have prediabetes, which approximately 50% of the people in the U.S. are either diabetic or prediabetic, we have an epidemic. But the biggest thing, like I say, is our obesity epidemic. We have an epidemic of over 40% of Americans are obese. Back in 1960.
You're talking about something that's actually dangerous.
Oh.
It could be deadly.
Absolutely, because back in 1960, only 14% were obese. Fast forward now, 2020, 2021, 22, now over 40% are obese. When you're obese, you sign up for every major disease, not just diabetes and prediabetes, but also heart disease, high blood pressure, fatty liver, neurodegenerative disease, Alzheimer's disease, and even cancer and autoimmune disease. So that's why I wrote the book Keto Zone. But then I realized something's happening to my patients. They were coming back to my office, and they had seen their primary care physician, and I look, and all of a sudden I see, well, you're taking a statin medication, a cholesterol-lowering drug. Why is that? Well, my primary care said my cholesterol went up to 100 points. I said, what are you eating? Mm-hmm. They were eating slabs of butter, slabs of cheese. They were just pouring lard
and
stuff.
And that's on the keto diet.
Yes, but again, they were taking tremendous
amount. Moderation.
Yes, yeah. Moderation. Lots of coconut oil, lots of fatty meats, lots of bacon and sausage and big, huge T-bone steaks.
And you do eat some of that.
Yeah.
But you don't just get consumed by it, right?
Correct. So what I found is these people were actually shooting their cholesterol up, mm-hmm. coming in with a statin, and then when they started the statin, they had all the side effects of a statin medication, which were fatigue, mm-hmm. brain fog. They had low testosterone, low hormone levels, and all decreased libido, and everyone started freaking out, saying, what's wrong with me? Now I need medicine for this and this and this. So I said, let's back up. Let's decrease your saturated fats. Let's put you on some anti-inflammatory fats that actually lower cholesterol, like olive oil, mm-hmm. like avocado oil, like seeds and nuts and psyllium husk powder and things like that. There's fiber that binds cholesterol, lowers cholesterol naturally by as much as 10 to 20%. And so we started changing the keto, and I found we needed to make three key additions to the keto diet. Number one, we needed to add more fiber. And most every keto diet doesn't have enough fiber. Mm-hmm. So I put that piece in, mainly with the psyllium husk powder, with the seeds and the nuts. And then I said, also, we're going to have to add more veggies, because people were eating bacon, sausage, tons of eggs, and no veggies. And so I said, let's start adding salads. Let's start putting lots of veggies on our salad. Let's pour olive oil on our salads. Let's shift our fats over to these powerful monounsaturated fats. Olive oil, and this, I'm going to talk about this in a minute, is one of the key reasons why the Mediterranean diet is so heart healthy. We have so much research over the last few decades that show the tremendous cardiovascular benefits. It actually prevents heart attacks, prevents strokes. So that's when I started blending the two. And then also what I started doing is adding omega-3. The keto diet doesn't contain enough omega-3. Omega-3 is fish oil, fish, healthy fish, wild salmon. And so most Americans, about 90% of Americans, don't take sufficient amounts of omega-3 fats.
Well, you know, we did. That was something that we actually went to in the buried, I'd say, in a pretty high
proportion. Yeah, we take the omega-3s and we eat a lot of wild.
Very good, because that's the most anti-inflammatory fat we have. Mm-hmm.
Basically, the keto diet seemed to work well for us.
Right, sure.
We noticed very little of the concerns.
Good.
But we did finally see them, like I said, even in the opening. And now then, to see you come along and balance it. A lot of times we find something that works and we tend to go to seed on it. In other words, we make that the whole focal point. We will then exaggerate the parts of it that we really like and throw it out of balance. And what Doc has realized is, I've got to help these patients. They're doing something right, but you can also do right wrong by overdoing certain aspects of it, which our basic taste and appetite is a driving force. I think the reason, too, that we have such a problem with obesity is that God gave us the appetite and the taste buds to recognize what's really good.
Yes, sir.
And really, he's not against what's really good.
Exactly
right. He gave us these taste buds.
But what has happened is our taste buds have become accustomed to super sweetness.
Yes.
And so the manufacturing companies have capitalized upon this. They're creating all these artificial sweeteners to get us hooked to super sweetness. We have to break that habit. Now, let me tell you something that's happening. When a person goes on keto diet with all the healthy fats, it suppresses appetite. And especially...
It definitely does.
And especially when combined with the fiber. It's a 1-2 punch. And this is...
Describe fiber in items.
Okay.
So
well, again, your foods that are highest in fiber are your beans, peas, lentils that we don't allow on the keto diet until we hit the Mediterranean phase of the keto diet once you achieve your weight loss.
What about broccoli? Broccoli is good, but it has
some fiber in it. Now, berries have some fiber, but grains have a lot of fiber. We got to cut those out. They're full of carbs. I call them garbage. It's so much carbs in the diet. It's like garbage to our bodies because it spikes our sugar, creates a runaway appetite, and we never shift into the fat-burning zone, which is the keto zone. So that's why, again, we've got to learn what to do, what to eat, and that's why I made it so simple. And we've taken all the issues out that were tripping people up. We've added the fiber. We've increased our healthy fats to control the appetite, because that's the big thing about keto. Controls the appetite, shifts you into the fat-burning zone, so your body starts burning fat, and usually it starts by burning belly fat, which is the most toxic fat in the body. Mm. But also what it does is it controls the blood sugar. And this is what's so exciting for me, because I see at least 50% of my patients with either diabetes or pre-diabetes, either one. I have some type 1s, but they have to stay on their insulin. So I always emphasize, do not stop your insulin. But with my type 2s and pre-diabetics, it's amazing how we're usually able to control their blood sugars with just their diet. And I see those hemoglobin A1Cs drop from 7.5 down to 5.5, sometimes 5.2. Their doctors can't believe it. And they say, how can you do this? Because when you lower those sugars, carbs, and starches, and you burn fat as fuel,
that blood sugar usually comes down dramatically. Now, it may take them 3 to 6 months. Just be patient. And again, they need to add that fiber. Fiber adds another layer of protection to help them in lowering the sugar. But one of the most powerful effects with this new healthy keto diet is the anti-inflammatory effects. Realize sugar, carbs, and starches are inflammatory to the body. Why? Because of a hormone that is produced called insulin. When you eat a lot of sugar, you are raising insulin levels. Insulin, excessive insulin, is inflammatory to the body. It literally, your body shifts to burning sugar as fuel. It breaks those carbs and starches down to sugar, and sugar is a dirty fuel. Just think of an exhaust engine. Just think of a big old 18-wheeler and that big old plume of smoke that comes out of the exhaust. Well, sugar is similar to that because when you burn sugar as fuel, you produce a lot of free radicals. But when you shift over to burning fat as fuel, especially healthy fats, not inflammatory fats, and I discuss all that in detail, you are literally, it's what I call clean fuel. It's like having a hybrid car where you can shift to burning gas or electricity, battery-operated power, see? It's clean fuel. When you burn fat, it's clean fuel. And so when you do that, literally, you can go for hours without being hungry. And people say, how do you do it? You can go for 6 to 8 hours without eating. So you can literally start practicing intermittent fasting. And when you do that, literally, you're able to go all day. Some people just eat 1 or 2 meals a day, and they're able to burn the fat right off. Yeah. And they have lots of energy to spend because fat, you've got tens of thousands of calories of fat stored in your body. So your body starts to burn that, and your body's burning the fat that you're taking in, your healthy, clean fuel fat. So you're burning olive oil, you're burning avocado oil, seeds and nuts and other nut oils. Now, you can have still a little saturated fat, a little ghee. I like ghee. Now, people say, what is ghee?
Well, James always calls it ghee.
Ghee, but it's good butter that you don't have to put in the refrigerator. Yeah.
Well, it's what
it's
I
just, so it's nice. It spreads easy. It's really, really good. Right. Well, and it's okay.
It's amazing. A little ghee, a pat or two of ghee is fine because ghee is clarified butter. What they've done is they've removed all the casein out of the butter. Casein is inflammatory to so many people. And so we cut that out, and it's amazing how inflammation subsides. I'll put a little ghee with some avocado oil, and I'll cook my eggs in that. Tastes delicious. So again, we make it taste really good, and I have recipes in the back that are really good tasting.
Yeah, I want to cut in here because we don't, I've always told my guests, we don't have Oprah's time or Dr. Fields. In other words, we're a little shorter. So what I want you to know, you've heard him say several times, I explain and I show. And I do. So you say, where? When do you show? Where do you? That's what we're talking about. In other words, you got this guy sitting here. He's captured your attention. But while he's talking, I know your mind is saying, yeah, but. Yeah, well, but what about that? Yeah, but. Okay, here. Here's all the yeah, buts answer. Here's all the other angles that you have to look at. And here's what you do. And then if something gets a little out of whack, you feel it. He tells you when you see or sense this. Here's how you balance it. It's like he's invited you into the room. I mean, like a doctor's going to spend like hours with you, but you control the time of that hour that's spent. And you go through the instructions and teaching as well as the explanation as to why these things matter. So Doc's going to be here with us this week. And you really should get beyond keto because what he's done is he's made something good better, even more effective. And I can promise you, you already know I like this guy. I think this guy is actually trying to help us, which we want our medical doctors to always do. We want to believe in him. Well, you can believe Dr. Colbert wants to help you because we have known him a long time. He has impacted our life. It's so amazing to me, Doc. Do you believe we can hear God's voice? If we
absolutely
know his word, we can
absolutely
know his voice. Well, God told me over the years, because I'm a sugar addict, you know, the taste and appetites, that can really get you. And I ate so much sugar. I mean, I used to, would laugh about it. I'd get a half a gallon of Bluebell and put it on my belly. Betty said, well, you developed a table there in front of you. You set your gallon on, and I'd eat at least half of it. If I didn't get half of it, I didn't feel like I had anything. I could actually eat the whole thing. I would get a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts right after they came off a little warmer. And I could eat the whole dozen. God forgive me. Okay, don't fuss at me. Don't chew on me. Because here's what God told me, his voice. He said, you're causing diabetes. Mm-hmm. He said it to me, you're causing diabetes. And it's not genetically in the family, but I did. And the beautiful thing about when I went on keto, it's amazing what happened to my blood sugar levels and all the things. I got so tired of sticking my finger, but it never registered up anymore. So I told the doctor, I'm getting sick and tired of punching this. And it's always, so when you say you can level it out, you're not exaggerating. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get the book, okay? You know that we put God's arms around the overlooked all over the world. And right now, we're in the very next stage in life outreach is drilling more wells. So you can help us do that. You make any gift to help us help others, we'll send you Beyond Keto. If you'd like to have all three books that we're offering right now, The Healthy Gut Zone, this is important, and 40 Days of Healing Promises. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at a very real scene that you don't need a book to cure. All you need is love and a desire to bless somebody very effectively. I want you to watch this. Then I want you to decide, do you want to change somebody's life forever? You watch. You be the miracle.
With your help, Life Outreach has drilled over 7,000 water wells in villages around the world for children in need. But the sad reality is that many still lack access to clean and safe drinking water. Out of desperation, some people have dug their own wells to try and quench their thirst.
Here's a well right here for a family. It's a hand-dug well. They've got a container like this that they lower down into the well. And again, you look at this water, and it looks pretty clean. But it's actually got sewage in it.
The problem with these hand-dug wells is that they are exposed to outside contaminants, which threaten their very lives. The proven solution is to drill a well that is sealed off from this contamination. But it can't be implemented without your help.
They drink it because it's all that they have. As a mother, I want to fix it right now.
Absolutely.
But we can't do it by ourselves. We need your help to join with others. And let's give these people some fresh water to just give them a chance for the children to watch their children grow up.
Clean water is more than a luxury. Clean water is life.
It's a real simple thing to give them a well that is non-contaminated. And I want you to notice, and every time you'll see where we drill a well, we put a mechanical pump mechanism. In some areas where we begin to give food and care at schools to keep the kids in school, we actually make the pump merry-go-round. And as the kids play on it, they're pumping water up into a storage tank. In other words, we work to give people life, and it all comes because somebody wants to bless them because of the love of God in our heart. When you look at those children, and you saw how happy they were playing in the water.
I love that part of it.
Well, they actually, it's clean water, play in it. And you know what they're saying? We know where it came from, because when the missionaries come driving up, or they bring us in, though, and we came from the United States, and these people in the U.S. and around the world love them, they're so happy to see us. They just rejoice. Would you help us drill water wells? Here's what we're asking you to do. You make any gift to help us share life, and we're going to send you the Beyond Keto book. And if you would like to have the others, you make a gift of $75 or more to help. And we'll send you all three books to say thank you and to bless you and give you the opportunity of blessing others by sharing what you learn and what you experience. Would you right now prayerfully consider going online, or making a phone call, where people are calling right now saying, I want the book, I want the information, and I'm going to help you. Would you do that and then just use your bank card like a check? Or if you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're sending it in. And we'll send you the book or the books, the material that we promised. Thank you for doing it.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's book, Beyond Keto, filled with advice and delicious recipes on how to begin a Mediterranean keto lifestyle. This book will give you the tools you need to conquer disease and lose weight for good. With your gift of $75 or more, please request a Health and Hope package. This 3-book set includes Beyond Keto, as well as Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone, a practical guide for healing your digestive system. You'll also receive 40 Days of Healing Promises, an inspiring leather-bound devotional that will encourage your faith as you dive deep into God's healing promises available to you. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I not only pray that you get Beyond Keto. Now, we're in the next program, you're going to hear Dr. Colbert work in the Mediterranean, which many people really know that has helped them. When you mix the two, it seems like you get the best approach to total health, as well as weight loss, as well as balancing your blood sugar, just really getting your system healthy. And it can happen very rapidly, can't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to help people do. So in the next program, and then later in the week, you're going to hear Dr. Colbert's wife talk about the miracles she's experienced by listening to her husband in these regards as a medical doctor and listening to the Lord. So I hope you get the book, and thank you so much for helping us share love with people all over the world, the unnoticed, the least of these, and giving them water. What a blessing. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for helping us.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. Did you know that the food you eat could help prevent cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and even slow the aging process tomorrow? Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.